Good morning. We're continuing Chiyadam Hilchos Shabbos. I'm learning Chalchav Beis. In Siman Dalet, the Chiyadam deals with the case of straining water through a cloth. So, based on what we're saying, we have two concerns. We have one is that even if a cloth is clean, we might have a problem of kibus, straining water through it. That's number one. Number two, we have this gezera of schita that he might come to squeeze it out afterwards. There is a third concern, of course, which is the issue of berer. Is there a problem with berer? So we saw back in berer, if most people will drink the water as is, a person is straining it, filtering it, it's not osur. So that we would address the malach of berer in that fashion. But he says we're going to have a problem over here. So now if we use a cloth, which is the derech to use it for that and getting it wet, so a person not going to squeeze it out, the gzerah shemi yischoy doesn't apply because he doesn't mind leaving it wet. It's normal for this piece of cloth to be wet. We still have the issue of the concern of malabing, and that's what the Chayyam is going to talk about over here. So you have water which has toloyim or kismin. Even though there are going to be ways it's going to be mutter, so you can use a mishmeres or napa which is made for that purpose, because there's no gzera shemi yischoit. But you cannot use a mapa. You cannot use this mapa. The also mishum libun, the shemim hukayim. We have the gzera of schita, and we also have the possibility that even though the cloth is clean, there's still a din of libun applying to it. We call mokum b'shal sechak shein lo ma lishtois. But the Chayyim was comfortable relying on the opinion that by a beggar which is clean, there's no din of libum. We mentioned before, the Chayyim seems to be more inclined to cool on that regard. But the Mishabur came out that one should be machmer, like we saw in the Piskei Mishabur before in number 7, back on Siv Gimel. That a person that should be machmer, that we consider soaking something, the status of kibbutz, even though there's no, the baggage is a clean baggage. Okay, so the Chayyim Zim Mekel, in this case, relying on that opinion, according to Shabbat, that would not be true. Now, he says, what one can do is lishas ayere mapa. He could drink through the mapa. So if a person just wets a small amount, we can address the concern of the potential for schita, because it's a small amount of water, so the person is not makbid, because they're not concerned about the possibility of schita. That will address the concern of schita. He says, furthermore, since it's Surah Shabbat, you're not concerned for Libun. He's not concerned about Libun in that situation. That seems to be an interesting point, since it's right by your mouth, and the process is done as a drinking process, not as a cleansing process. So we don't construe it as a mice of Libun, and therefore we can avoid the problem of Libun in that way. So that would be the way to avoid the problem of Libun. Now, the reason why berer is not a problem is because people can drink it like that, but that doesn't work. If you have insects, worms, which are found in the water, in that situation, since one cannot drink it as is, the act of straining it is a real bona fide tikkun. It's going to be usur in Shabbos because of berer. So how's it going to be mutter? The case here is again that the person is drinking
through this cloth. So the Chayyarim follows this as a Chubas of Rosh. And he says it's not considered Berer because this is Mamash at the moment of the Chil, actual Chil itself. So Berer is when it takes place prior to the Chil. Simlon's Berer, but Kli. He's using a Kli to do Berer. It's not a problem. Holding back these kismim that they shouldn't enter his mouth, does not have a status, a halachic status of bur. That's how he's going to solve that problem. So a person wants to use his sleeve and drink through his sleeve. That you can't do. Simulot is only, again, he said a swore, if only a small amount of the begging is getting wet, maybe we shouldn't be concerned about the potential for that he might squeeze it out. But over here, it's the garment that he's wearing, so that's uncomfortable. So then we are concerned of the possibility that the person will do schita in order to get that water away. So the Gzera Shem Yisrael applies, therefore, you cannot use the sleeve of your begging.